Well, I'm not taking a candle down there. It'll blow out and then I'll not even find my way back. She put down the coke scuttle and went to look for a lantern. She knew there was one in the scullery by the back door. She found it, lit it, settled the glass to protect the flame, and then returned. Etta was nowhere to be seen. It was no more than a 10-minute job to fill the coke scuttle, take it back up to the kitchen, and then fill the coal bucket for the sitting-room fire as well. "Etta!" she called encouragingly. "Come on, Etta! There's a nice warm fire for you up here, and I'll give you some fresh milk. Better than mice." The only sound was Harry's feet on the hall floor. He came padding through, looking interested at last, his head on one side, eyebrows cocked. "She's gone down there after mice," Clarice explained, then thought how absurd she was being, talking to the animal as if he understood. Actually, she was ridiculously pleased that at last he was taking more notice of her. He went to the door, slithered through the opening, and disappeared down the steps. "Fetch her back," Clarice called after him. "I'm not leaving this door open all morning. It's far too cold." She stood hopefully for several minutes, but neither of them reappeared. "Drat!" she said fiercely. She was now thoroughly chilled and rapidly losing patience, but she really did not feel as if she could close them in. This was their home. She was the interloper. Impatiently, she picked up the lantern and went down the steps again. Neither Harry nor Etta was visible. She held the light higher and up near the far corner, which was where she found the rather narrow entrance to the second cellar. They must be in there. More mice, no doubt. She had not known that dogs ate mice too. Or perhaps he was just curious. She went through the doorway, her skirts brushing against the sides. Now she would be covered in coal dust. Perhaps it would brush off without staining, but then it would still need sweeping up. "Harry," she said sharply. "Etta!" She held the lantern forward and saw them immediately standing side by side. Etta's tail was up and bristling, Harry's tail down unhappily. He let out a long, low wail. Then she saw...